thank you for coming. We're very happy to make this announcement. So you all have the press release. If any of you need the Wi-Fi info, there it is. And so we will have, speaking today, Susanna DeBacca, CEO of Planned Parenthood of the Heartland. And also, we have a correction on the press release. Rita Bettis Austin will be speaking as of last week. She just got married, and she is adding Austin to her last name. So it's A-U-S-T-E-N. So not like the city. Not
yeah.
Excuse me?
Do you want it hyphenated?
No. No hyphen.
Thank you.
So anyway, well, we will get started. Susanna, why don't you take it away?
Good afternoon. I'm Susanna DeBacca, CEO of Planned Parenthood of the Heartland. And today's victory, or today's ruling, is a victory and an immense relief for every Iowan who has ever needed access to a safe and legal abortion, and for the health care providers who offer that compassionate care. This ruling also sends a very clear message to Governor Reynolds and to the elected officials who voted for this medically unnecessary law, that whatever you try to throw at Iowa women, the Iowa Constitution is on the side of protecting our fundamental right to abortion. For over a year, Planned Parenthood has fought this disastrous 72-hour waiting period that would have forced an individual to have an abortion later in pregnancy and to make medically or multiple unnecessary trips to her health center in order to have access to constitutionally protected health care. Let me remind you what would have happened to Iowa women seeking abortion if not for today's ruling by the Iowa Supreme Court. Last May, Planned Parenthood filed this lawsuit before the 72-hour waiting period was even signed into law because it came with an emergency clause. We asked for a temporary injunction to keep the law from taking effect because we knew that it would disrupt dozens of women's lives, but we were denied. And so on the morning of Friday, May 5th, 2017, we had to counsel our patients who had scheduled appointments that day for an abortion and tell them that for strictly political reasons outside of our control, it was illegal for them to have an abortion that day. This meant that a woman who came to Planned Parenthood, perhaps taken a day off work, perhaps made arrangements for childcare, saved up the money to pay for her procedure, maybe traveled an hour or more each way to reach the health center, had to keep her appointment but would not be able to actually have the procedure. Instead, we had to tell her that she was going to have to come back within a week and then do it all over again. Arrange time off work, arrange childcare, make the drive, and then have an abortion a week later in the pregnancy. I was sitting there at our Rosenfield Health Center, and this was devastating news for our patients. Fortunately, the Iowa Supreme Court intervened with an injunction that afternoon so that many of those patients were able to get the procedure that day, and all Iowa patients since have been able to get that care uninterrupted in the months since that time. But I can tell you that before today's decision, many of our health center staff have been fearful that once again, they would have to disrupt the lives of our patients and put their care on hold because a group of politicians said so without any legitimate medical reason. You can only imagine what these staff are feeling now, relieved and elated, because instead, we get to tell our patients and our supporters and the world that their care is no longer under threat from this disastrous law, and furthermore, access to abortion is constitutionally protected as a fundamental right in the state of Iowa. The stakes could not be any higher. Now, perhaps more than any time in recent history, the right to access safe and legal abortion in this country is on the line. State politicians like Governor Reynolds are feeling emboldened by the Trump-Pence administration and have passed abortion bans that would decimate access for patients. And while Justice Kennedy's open seat is an invitation for these hostile states to deal a final blow to abortion access with today's ruling, the Iowa Supreme Court has established that abortion is protected in our state. We are elated that the court blocked this egregious anti-women agenda of making safe legal abortion harder to access. And we want Governor Reynolds and her allies in the legislature to know we will never stop fighting for our fundamental right to abortion, and the Iowa Constitution protects that right. Planned Parenthood will continue to stand up for Iowans and for all Americans. We will do all we can to make sure that everyone who needs an abortion continues to have access to safe legal health care, no matter what. Thank you.
I thought all that was beautifully said. I don't think that there's a whole lot to add in terms of describing the importance of the decision today. And so maybe the best thing is just for me to answer questions.
Well, and I think two key points we want to make, and Susanna sort of touched on this, is the power of the language in the decision, and this is something decided under the Iowa Constitution.
Absolutely.
So maybe just reiterate that.
Great. So today's decision was a powerful recognition that women and men are protected equally under our state constitution, and that these core decisions about one's bodily autonomy is essential to freedom and equality for women in the state of Iowa. Veronica made the point, but I'll reiterate, this decision was made under the Iowa Constitution, and that means, importantly, that the Iowa Supreme Court is the final word on abortion rights under the Iowa Constitution, and this opinion can't be appealed to the federal courts.
So, at that, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
No, okay. We're immensely pleased. This is the importance of this decision cannot be overstated. This is a tremendous civil rights victory, women's rights victory, constitutional rights victory. And we're very grateful to Planned Parenthood of the Heartland for the work that it does for women every single day.
So I guess we can open it to any questions.
What are the implications then for the fetal heartbeat bill, the finding under the state constitution?
The fetal heartbeat bill is a misnomer. That term is not medically accurate, but the bill which bans abortion access at the detection of cardiac activity in an embryonic pole is clearly unconstitutional. We knew that when we filed the lawsuit to enjoin that, and today's decision makes that abundantly clear. There is no question that under the Iowa Constitution, that harmful, dangerous law is a violation of women's core fundamental rights.
So is the ruling language in this similar to what has been the case in the federal level on those types of laws, like I believe North Dakota's?
The ruling today is even more robust in protecting women's fundamental rights than the jurisprudence in the federal court system. So today, rather than adopting the undue burden standard that the federal courts used, our Iowa Supreme Court recognized that under the Iowa Constitution, women have a fundamental right to safe legal abortion, both under substantive due process and under equal protection.
Folks over at the Family Leaders say that they think the heartbeat bill, or more official terms, still has a chance. What is your response to that after today's ruling?
Obviously, we're going to give the same care and diligence to litigating that case, but clearly the 6-week abortion ban is unconstitutional under the Iowa Constitution.
Can you tell me what the significance of this ruling is today in the larger scheme, if, for instance, on the federal level, Roe v. Wade is overturned at some point? Does that not return it to the state level? And given the ruling today, this court, at least in Iowa, has a pretty strong declaration of what they believe is a woman's right in this state.
In that horrific hypothetical, women in Iowa would be protected by this decision under the Iowa Constitution.
And is that part of the significance of today? I mean, the basic core fundamental right that they declared, is that the first time this court has said it and inserted that in the terms that they did today?
In the terms that they did today, the court was incredibly strong in recognizing the fundamental nature of this right to safe and legal abortion for women in Iowa. But as we pointed to in all of our legal arguments, this comes after a long line of precedent that recognizes the fundamental nature of these decisions, the fundamental right to bodily autonomy and decision making. And I think that you can look to the telemedicine abortion ban case and see that abortion was protected under the Iowa Constitution in that case as well. But this decision is incredibly powerful and incredibly strong in recognizing that these rights are essential to women's equality and that strict scrutiny applies. So what that means is that the Iowa legislature and Iowa legislators, policymakers, cannot simply legislate away these core fundamental rights. They are protected for Iowa women.
I talked to a law professor today who noted that he said that even the dissenters recognized there was at least some protection for abortion rights under the Iowa Constitution. Do you agree with that, and do you think that was significant as well?
I think it's important. I think it's a recognition that even the dissent recognizes that there is a constitutional right that women have to safe legal abortion, and perhaps they disagreed about the level of scrutiny and the fundamental nature of that right. But today's decision is a resounding victory for Iowa women.
Can you talk about this in the context of other states? I know there's a lot in the filings about how many states, and how they consider. Can you talk about it nationally, the implications of this?
What I would do is refer you to the decision itself, which very carefully traces all of the relevant state Supreme Court decisions as well as the federal jurisprudence. I think it would probably take me a little bit too long to go through all those legal arguments.
What's the status of the 20-week rule under this law?
So the 20-week prohibition was not challenged as part of this litigation. We have consistently made clear that the 20-week ban is unconstitutional, both under the U.S. Constitution and the Iowa Constitution. And obviously, the reasoning in the court's decision today underline that point. But we didn't challenge the 20-week ban in this litigation, and so it's not impacted by this decision.
It's in effect.
It's in effect.
Okay. Will it be impacted by the outcome of the 6-week challenge?
So the 6-week challenge doesn't include a challenge to the 20-week ban.
Will you challenge the 20-week ban?
I know every time we're here I say this. We don't. We don't forecast our litigation strategy, but I will say that the 20-week ban is clearly unconstitutional and a violation of women's fundamental rights.
I didn't go back and read the telemedicine ruling, but did they use words like autonomy and liberty and freedom in the context of that and the way they did today?
Not in the way that they did today. Today is a significant recognition of precisely the essential nature of those things.
So can you, I think we asked you this the last time, but on the challenge that's coming, the one that you have in court now, they keep saying they think they're gonna get that to the U.S. Supreme Court, and I don't know if you wanna say anything else about that. That's their strategy, I know, but where's the hole that they're going to go through to get that to the U.S. Supreme Court?
Obviously, they're in the best position to describe to you their own thinking and their own strategy, and I'm not in a good position to comment on their strategy. But I will say that, like this challenge to the 72-hour minimum waiting period and medically unnecessary visit, our challenge to the 6-week ban is brought solely under the Iowa Constitution, and that makes the Iowa Supreme Court the final arbiter of that case. And that means that it doesn't have a path to the federal courts.
There's this other legal challenge that has been filed saying that the new law is unconstitutional because of the exceptions for rape and incest, that it shouldn't, and that, is that, it seems like that's a backdoor way to try to get it into the federal court system. I know you, again, can't comment on their legal strategy, but is it plausible that that filing could lead to the 6-week bill ending up somehow in federal court?
All I can say is they filed a motion to intervene in our litigation, and we are resisting that motion. So we look forward to the judge's decision on that. We've asked that they be dismissed.
The 72-hour ban or restriction, you say is one of the most restrictive ones, but obviously the 6-week is even more restrictive. Can you comment on that?
Absolutely. So the 6-week abortion ban is the most restrictive in the country. It is outrageous and harmful and dangerous and clearly unconstitutional under this decision. So I think you make an excellent point in your question to say that if this is unconstitutional, isn't the 6-week ban also unconstitutional? And the answer is clearly yes.
So Rita, just to have you clarify too,
sure.
To take it one step further, when you're talking about how the the Iowa Supreme Court is the final say in this matter, because we're arguing under the Iowa Constitution. Could you just specify that for people who don't understand the way the legal system works, and that you can't then appeal an Iowa Supreme Court decision? There is no path, clear path, to somehow trying to reverse this or take it to the next step. It's done.
So because we are bringing only state constitutional claims, the federal courts don't have jurisdiction over the case. So they can't hear the case, much less decide it. Great question.
Do you expect any other attempts by maybe lawmakers who are opposed to abortion, either like trying to get a constitutional amendment through or trying to impose a waiting period that is shorter than 72 hours? Do you expect to see anything like that?
I certainly hope not. We only got the decision this morning. I can tell you that we will fight tooth and nail to make sure that anything like that doesn't happen here in Iowa, so that women in Iowa are protected. I also think that that would be rejected by Iowans who support a right to safe and legal abortion.
Thank you.